Welcome, everybody. I'm going to call the meeting to order.
Actually, a little bit. We've had a really good week.
Good.
All right, we're going to start with the roll call.
Matt Bellows is absent. Bobette Patton?
Here.
Brendan O'Brien?
Here.
Cynthia Martin?
Yes, ma'am.
Brandon Bradshaw is absent. Byron Price is absent. Karen Bernstein?
Here.
And Chair Kathy Sorkin?
Here.
You have a quorum.
Okay, thank you. We don't have minutes to consider, so, and do we have any public comments?
We did not receive any written comments.
Okay.
No one's present.
No one's here. All right, well, that brings us to the most important thing, the mayor's comments.
Mayor's will be brief.
Yes.
Just as Karen and I were saying, the elections were a total unevent in University City, which was probably a mixed bag. Good, but yeah, it's always good for people to be engaged. We do have a vacancy on the EDRST board, which I'd like to get filled. So if you have somebody who you're thinking of that you think would do it, because I think you guys all get nervous, too, when you get asked, you know, can you make it, can you make it, can you make it, can you make it?
Right.
So if you know someone who would have an interest in being on the board, I would welcome that because I have to make all the appointments. Two of them come, by the way, if you notice, two of them come from Sam Page, but usually I just give them the names and then they make them. So anyway, it would be nice to get another person on. Couple of things just to know. The Costco continues to thrive. There are a couple of new ones going in at Starbucks, and something else is going in at Markets and Olive on the south side, I think. Breadco is reworking their menu and mode of operation because it's not working. So they're taking the bay next door to them, so they're doubling their size and making it the traditional bakery that they
well, thank
have
you. Great.
So just, I mean, just kind of, that was
that's
kind of a universal thing.
Yeah.
I've been now to First Watch several times and it's been packed at breakfast and it's been
it's
packed at lunch,
packed
which is absolutely incredible.
I think I'm single-handedly keeping that Chipotle in business.
Oh. Chipotle's actually the one that's
there
gotten
three
the,
times a week.
My family drives from Creve-Coeur to go there.
Really? Chipotle's the one that hasn't really given, we haven't had that much interaction with it. Cane's is satisfied. Chick-fil-A is elated right now. I'm trying to think of what else I need to tell you going down the way. The hotel is back on the drawing board again on Kingsland. So that is good. And then secondly, the 200 plus units and maybe 300 units in the loop where the old Commerce Bank was is coming to council again. We have to work through what they're wanting for us to do for them. That would go all the way from the old Commerce Bank site all the way down to Craft Alliance.
Wow.
That's a massive,
that's huge,
huge project. And then Parkview Tower East, which is a 10-story building that flooded right on Eastgate. They're putting $10 million in that building. Real quickly going down, Lux Living is ahead in their occupancy of the apartments, which are the old Dan Wall building at 170. And I believe that construction at on the other side, Avenir, is ahead of schedule. So lots going on there. And I don't know if there's anything else. If you want to know anything that I could help you with?
I had a question. It's more for staff probably, but do you have any kind of like scorecard that you keep on vacancies improving or not improving in the various business districts with the new staff now? Do they have anything like that?
So we have
kind
not
of a windshield thing. To,
we have not gotten to that point yet. Miles is working with Jessica Bueller in the loop, and as well as Samantha Smugula in the East Loop. They have been talking about pulling something like that together because they want to do like a developers week where they can market the vacant properties. So they are working on that. They actually have a brochure that they've created on the economic, analysis of the loop. So I just got that on my desk today. But as far as the list of the vacant properties, I don't think they've gotten there yet.
Okay. Just as real quick, I'm having separate meetings in the next 2 weeks with two landowners on the majority of the loop. One is Warshoe, and then one is Max Sassouni's company, which has a different name. I can't remember what the name of it. So we're meeting just more casually to say, you guys have the most vacancies, so tell us where we are, tell us what we need to do. And I think that's one of those things that we need to probably come back around to. Are there other things that we need to do to help them out?
I don't know if anybody was reading what they're doing downtown.
Correct.
Now,
that was part of the
with the vacancies, particularly in retail, they're funding pop-ups, so to help facilitate that, and they're funding rent guarantees to get new businesses into downtown. So, and this is all the city of SLDC and CDA, but it's interesting.
Any traction? Because it just feels different without Cicero's and the melting pot. Like, yeah. You walk by, it's just an empty void. It's been empty for a while, but is there any? Because I know that guy's rehabbing the building, right? Or was rehabbing the apartments.
He's using the old Cicero space as the storage for everything that's going up. So they're doing redoing all the units, and they're having to debate whether or not anyone could ever take the whole Cicero space. Because
it's kind of
a challenge to divide it up, yet it's probably going to have to be divided up. And so I think that's probably that challenge. But he's, by the way, super nice guy, and I think he will come to it. But he also is of the opinion, as WashU is, that they would rather have a good tenant, but no tenant. If there's not a good tenant, they don't want a tenant. They don't want to do the rotation. And we as a city, we've rented some of our spaces down where the parking garage is. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody tells us it's great that we do it, and then we don't get paid rent for 6 months, 9 months, and then they're mad at us because we tell the person they need to leave, and we're like, oh, well, it was rent-free for 9 months because they didn't pay. And so that's that challenge when you're on their side, is trying to make sure that they find a good tenant. I would love to help. I don't know that I want it to be in rent, but I would love to help find ways to get people in. But you've got two big landlords, who really do control the lion's share of the vacancies in the room. Yeah, I'm sorry.
I had two WashU questions related to that. So first of all, I know that when WashU had bought some of that land, there was concern about them using retail space for offices or non-retail spaces. Do we know anything about that their space?
They pay tax on all the commercial spaces on the first floor.
Okay.
And they do,
regardless of whether they have a tenant there?
Yeah. They pay property tax. Okay. They pay the property tax percentage. I don't know. I'm not throwing Brooke under the bus, but at some point in time, we probably need to check and make sure they're making that payment. Because it's voluntary, and sometimes they don't make that until they're reminded.
So that was my second question about WashU. Is I feel like I've seen more things in the past 6 months about pilot funding from WashU, that sort of thing. I know that that's a separate issue.
it's a challenge for us. WashU simply said no every time.
Right. Yeah.
They said no every time, and the city of St. Louis is not necessarily a partner in this because the earnings tax with the Med Center campus is just a phenomenal part of their budget. So the pilot's probably not quite as attractive there as it is here. I don't have a good answer for you, except that every time I've gone up the flagpole, the chairman of the board and I did a Zoom meeting, and he said it was just no.
Okay.
Just no.
Great. Because it came up and it has to do with property tax and retail tax.
And you guys would benefit far more so than us.
Right. That's why I'm
far more so. I mean, my gosh.
Because I'm working up my tree too.
Correct. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so that's the tough one on the way. And then once you're going south on the buying the Fonbon, the only thing that probably puts a little bit of a perplexing point for us is. I really do believe that WashU is the logical buyer for the old Methodist Church and probably for the Greek Orthodox Temple that's right beside it, the two buildings right there at Del Mar. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they backed away from it, and I'm not sure that I see them coming back for a while now that they're going to Fontbonne.
Yeah.
But, you know, the Methodist Church in particular is a very large building that is going to fall into disrepair really quickly unless someone takes that building. Yeah. So I've made outreach to WashU twice now on that one to see if we can start that back up. I think the Methodist Church is not even worried about probably as much what the price would be as much as it is someone taking it over. There you go.
All right. Okay, great. Any other questions for the mayor? Okay, on to new business. Brooke, do you want to present the proposed budget amendment?
Yes. So, included in your packet, I did provide you all with a copy of the original LSBD events budget for fiscal year 24. There were two events where they did not use all the funds that were requested for those events. So for Small Business Saturday, there was about $19,900 that was not used. For the Loop Ice Carnival, there was about $9,800 that was not used. And then for the Loop in Motion event, they no longer intend to host that, which would leave about $35,000 in unused funds. So they are requesting that a total of $64,856.14 be reallocated to the Mural Festival. So that would increase the budget for that event to $130,706.14. I have the chair of the LSBD here, Derek Devers. He is ready to take questions and explain the request and hopefully provide whatever other information you all need. So, Derek.
All right. The original Mural Festival was to cover the Tivoli building, the side of their building, facing the parking lot, and then also the Pokey building, and then the alleyway behind the Tivoli building, and then Mary Gorman's building, which is Meshuggah. So all those buildings were part of the original Mural Festival. And then we also have the U-City Park. We want to add the U-City parking garage, and then Dan Wald's building, the Market in the Loop, all his garage doors and all the doors that for all the farmers market, they'll all get painted, as well as we just secured the vintage vinyl building from the university. So right now they have a Chuck Berry mural there, and then they have a huge surface on the rest of the building, and we want to bring in people to do the rest of that building. So we have a nationally acclaimed artist, Ron Wilson, who's, I really am not that into art myself, but he's known throughout the country, and so we want to bring him in and really get things going on. So right now we're going to have a total, we had like about, I believe, 12 murals going on, and now we'll have like 28 murals. So that's really, we're just trying to find a way to use this money we did not use previously and then turn it into something really great for the Loop. So when people are heading east down Del Mar, the first thing they're going to see is that vintage vinyl building with, they're going to be, I think, 5 local artists and 12 national artists that we want to bring in to do that building. And then the Tivoli building is going to have a huge Maya Angelou rendering our mural right there. So when you're heading back going west, you're going to see that. So we're really trying to make the Loop more vibrant and bring art to the Loop. So that's my speech, I guess, to start off.
So it's really not a park. It's a project. It's an ongoing art project.
It's an ongoing art project. Yeah. So hopefully, if everyone really likes it, which I think it's going to look awesome, we have renderings we can submit as well. We've already got the approval of the Tivoli building, and we got the approval from Mary. We've got approval from Pokey Dokey. Like I said, the university. So everything's in motion. We've gotten all the contracts. We're just waiting to see if we get these additional funds. And then hopefully this year will go great, and then next year we can continue. We have, like, Max, we're just talking about Max at Cicero's. He wants to do his building. So we have other people that are interested in it, but we just didn't have the funds or the time to do it this year.
So it's a permanent thing.
Permanent thing, yeah. So it'll look really cool.
So you don't know what it's going to look. Have you, like,
I've seen the rendering of the one for the Tivoli. I've seen the one for the Pokey Dokey. I have not seen the one for U-City parking garage. I don't know if Brooke has seen that yet. Brooke and Miles have probably seen that. And so we just have all these different artists that are willing to come in town. And they're all doing, like, normally these guys charge $5,000 to $10,000, ranging from $500 to $1,000 to come in and do their murals. And we have to pay for their airfare, pay for their lodging. But really, we're getting a discounted rate because there's a local artist called Pete Eyes who has a shop right in one of Mary's spaces right now, to where he's really knows a lot of national artists, so he's bringing people in.
Is there any thematic unity between the murals, or is it just artist choice?
It's artist choice, but it has to be in good taste and everything. So that's why we're doing all the renderings kind of
pre, so everyone can pass it and say, okay, this is going to look
your
good.
Your board is approving the design?
Yes, yes.
Arts and Letters Committee or something in the city? Wasn't there an Arts and Letters?
There is
an Arts and Letters.
Did they have something?
Not a bad idea to run things by. I think that's one of those things that may... I'm not sure what the time frame is.
We want to do this the first weekend of June. So that's why we're kind of running out of time. That's why we tried to put this on the docket tonight.
And I do think that Gregory suggested that the one for the city should go through Arts and Letters before it comes to you all.
I don't think that we have much to say otherwise. Mm-hmm. It's on city property, probably. Arts and Letters. I think they'd always like to opine, but I'm more worried about making sure I don't get too many emails or phone calls about something that's inappropriate.
Right. No, there's not going to be. We already have some.
It's art.
We have some controversial guys, but they've all been calmed down and like say, hey, here's the parameters you have to work within.
That's cool.
My concern is if we approve this and then, as you indicated, you know, we start to get all kinds of pushback efforts. It's permanent. It's visible to everybody, and we're going to be saying, no, we didn't see what we allocated all this.
Well, we'd have a hard time saying we didn't see it because staff sees them, right?
Yeah, so we've seen, like I said, Brooke and Miles have seen the one for the city.
I've seen the one for the city.
We've seen the one for Tivoli. We've seen the one for the Pokey Dokey. We've seen one for the alleyway behind the Tivoli.
But you have the renderings. Right.
Yes, we can. Yeah, we can. I didn't bring those, but we can definitely. I can email those to you, or we can do whatever you guys need.
Well, I think just make sure that someone at the city, whether it's Gregory or Brooke, sees them.
I don't think we need to vote.
Yeah, I don't think we want
to.
Cool.
Oh, yeah. I can send you and Miles
really
and all the renderings.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I think you can make it condition the reimbursement because it is a reimbursement. So you can make that. Make a condition that Gregory signs off on it, the renderings. I mean, he, of course, if he sees something that's not
great, maybe have Brooke sign off on it.
I have one thought, I guess. Most of the time we pay for supplies or we pay for something tangible. We're going to reimburse airfare. We're going to reimburse things like that. I mean, that's a good use of the funds, or that's an approved use of the funds, I guess. Like reimbursing an artist's airfare, just a thought. I don't know.
A public art project is considered an approved use of the funds, in a broad sense. So I would say if you're paying the artist to come here for a public art project, then yes. I mean,
can include it or get inflated.
We're just paying for like supplies.
We did say $500 for their airfare, up to $500, and up to $300 for their Airbnb, and then all the local artists won't receive anything. So it's all the national artists we're bringing in. But yeah, I don't know what other rules are.
I'm looking at the budget. It looks like there's an increase in every category, but there's no actual new categories of information. So I'm assuming whatever the original version of the project was already approved. This is just, right?
It was approved by our board, and then we submitted it, right?
Yeah, but there's a portion of it that this board has already approved.
Yes, so the column,
original,
right, the original that's not in bold, that was the budget that was approved as part of the entire events budget.
Yeah.
Back in, probably October, I think is when we met or something. And so they are asking to have the dollars that were unused from other events reallocated to increase this budget. And then, yes, increasing supplies, increasing hosting, advertising for the event, adding additional security, additional cleanup costs, and then additional admin costs.
Anyway, this is one that I don't think any of the owners in the loop benefit by this unless it's a success. Mm-hmm. So to me, it's kind of it's one of the ways that this group is trying to come to us and jumpstart some activity in the loop. I do like going by the school board building, though, when I go to Quick Trip.
The mural on the side of that building.
I think that's incredible. And now when you go, downtown or further into the city, and you're over by Third Degree Glass and that area where they're doing the mural. I think it brings a little bit more of the feel back that maybe we're wanting. I'm pleased that WashU is participating because I'm just glad to know that they went in on this one. So
it was tough to get them to go in, but they finally, with all their legal team and everything, we finally worked it out with them.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think we all know that the vacancies in the Loop are a concern for all of us. I mean, they just are.
Right. And there's kind of a dreariness that's set in the last 4 years, you know, since the kind of the pandemic.
Yeah.
You know, visually, I mean, the market in the Loop, it could use some love. You know?
Look, my educator brain is so happy with this. Yeah. I believe that people who engage with art are better.
Conceptually,
people.
I think
Let's
it's a great
it.
Idea.
We're really excited. We think it's going to turn out awesome.
We like visual things because it says to everybody, we're alive and this place is happening.
And we're certainly happy to take advantage of it as well to spruce up the garage a little bit, the parking garage. We were happy to participate in and fancy it up a little bit.
Maybe you get like a Banksy or somebody like that secretly to come in.
I mean,
the Loop will be on the map.
Guy, I don't know. I'm not really the art. I don't know. But we had the guy that did all the Obama murals. So we had him coming in.
Oh,
and the last show, he got paid a lot more money to go over to Europe to do murals instead.
Okay.
So that's when we got this other guy named Ron Wilson or something who's done a lot of, he did all the artwork for that movie, Supersize Me or the McDonald's and stuff. There was like a lot of cool artwork in that movie. He did all of that. So we actually got that the guy to come in for you know, he charges $50,000. We got him for $5,000. He's like nationally known. He's doing a collaboration with Four Hands, having his own can and stuff when he comes in. So it's going to be a really big deal, the marketing and everything. We can get this together.
Cool.
Okay. That's awesome.
Cool beans.
Would anyone like to make a motion, and then we can still open it up for further discussion?
So moved.
Okay.
Second.
Is there any discussion? Any more questions?
So we're adding $65,000 to it. Is that right?
Yes.
We're
more than doubling the amount of murals that we're going to have from
that category. We're not increasing the budget overall.
Yeah, it's pretty much doubled.
And
the budget.
Does your motion include having the city manager or his designee?
Yes, dependent upon someone from the city officially, whomever they decide.
Thank you for that clarification.
Yeah.
Brooke.
Yeah.
Not specifically.
It'll likely be.
Yeah. Likely.
If there's no further questions, I'll call a vote.
Just one question. There's nothing. When is this event? So that I can share.
June 2nd, I believe.
Great, thank you.
So they're going to start painting the second and third and fourth week of May,
okay.
And then they're going to unveil it June 2nd.
Perfect. That's all I got.
Good.
Okay.
I don't think we voted.
Didn't vote.
No, I know.
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you, everyone. I think it's going to be awesome. I appreciate it.
Thanks for coming.
You're welcome to stay, but if that's all you need, I know you're a volunteer.
I think I'm going to leave, but you guys, thank you guys very much. Thank you.
We can't wait for you to reopen.
Me too. It's been a good stuff.
It's been a long ride.
All right. I'll see you guys. Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you.
Okay. The next order of business is the fiscal 25. Projected budget.
All right, so we are in the middle of budget season, and as always, we like to bring the projected budget that staff has worked on with the city manager to you all for review. Unfortunately, finance does not have the projected revenues for me yet, nor did he have the updated reserve balance. As you all know, we just approved about $335,000 in projects on March 25th. So he has not updated that, but I updated my own sheet based on what I'd put together when we did our applications. So I took out that $335,000 for the ongoing project. So if we do fund EDRST projects, which we will not decide tonight, we will decide in July, We'd have about $1.2 million available to for businesses to apply for. As far as projected revenue this fiscal year, we projected $1 million in revenue. And while he did not have an exact number for me, finance did state that he expects it to exceed that next year. So we are expecting more than $1 million. So I think even if you look at the numbers on the sheet I handed you tonight, you can get an idea of like what our admin percentage and whatnot would be for $1 million. So going through the budget, we have our salaries and other HR costs, if you will. So I believe it's 75% of my salary is funded out of here, and then we have two full-time positions that are budgeted, although only one is filled at this time. So the costs that you see that go from salary to Medicare, those are the costs for those positions. Professional services. This covers the contract that the city has with Jessica Bueller, who does the Explore You City email. And there are other activities that should be occurring but have not occurred just yet. But that's what that line item is, and the CoStar software that we are currently using, which is what we use to track the vacant commercial properties that are in the city. So not us tracking it, but we have a software where we can search. Events and receptions. As you can see, that number is at $428,090. That does include a request from EDRC. They do intend to request $275,000 again in fiscal year 25 for events. The farmers.
The LSBD.
Intends to request $275,000. Again, that's what they requested this year. As you know, before they are approved or before they can get that money next year, they will have to give you all your end of year report, and then they will have to submit a budget like the one that we just looked over, which we'll probably do all of that in July. This is just to get to council and get it approved. Also included in here, and it looks like I did not put the exact number in the document, but the farmers market's allocation has increased to include the regular funding for the Wednesday market and winter advertisements. So as we discussed during the application period, they ran that successfully for the second year. So we discussed just incorporating that into their normal budget. So it would be... They would normally get $28,000, and then we would add $18,000 to that. And I can't do math right now. $46,000. U City and Bloom has not requested an increase for their normal operations, which is about $52,090. The Mannequins Project would still be allocated their $25,000, and they will have the option to ask for additional funding next year if they want to. U City and Bloom will likely ask for additional funding as well for next year. They are working on a joint project with the LSBD to put trees in the loop. So again, a lot of effort is being put into sprucing up the Del Mar Loop. So LSBD initially wanted to request the money, but we thought U City and Bloom might be the better recipient of those funds, as they would likely do the work. So they will probably come during the application period to ask for funding for that.
Are all these numbers that you're saying add up to 428?
428.
So events and receptions are all of the EDRC team budget.
Events and receptions, the 428.90 covers the four entities that we've been funding every year. So LSBD, okay. Farmers Market, U City and Bloom, and Mannequins in the Loop. Professional development, that covers any trainings and et cetera for myself and the staff. For example, currently our economic development specialist is working on a chancellor's certificate in economic development. Those costs are approved by the city manager before they are expended. And he requires an agenda and a program.
It's neither here nor there, but I thought that figure was very low. But if somebody needs to go to a conference to get all kinds of new ideas,
Well, I went to the conference last year in October, and I was able to get a scholarship to go. Okay. So, actually, I think they covered my... I got 2 scholarships, actually. Okay. So, we do look for opportunities like that as well. Facade improvements. So we are requesting that $150,000 be included in the budget for fiscal year 25 for facade improvement. And then the other nominal costs, advertising and public notices, marketing and promotional, printing services, memberships and certifications, and office supplies. Those can range from, you know, our economic development memberships to different organizations, etc. Marketing and promotional. So, as I mentioned, Miles is currently working with both Jessica and Samantha in the East Loop, and we anticipate using some of these funds to market this event. They call it Developers Week, is what I think they're referring to it as. Where they want to, but they want to get a lot of this stuff done, the trees, the cleaning, the painting, basically make it attractive. Yeah. But when we have that, we'll use some of those funds to market that event. And if we don't use them, obviously, we don't use them. So with that, I can take any additional questions, but this is our projected budget. The EDRC applications would mimic this year. Doesn't get included in this budget. If you all approve it, then I think we typically do a budget amendment where that gets looped in throughout the year. So like we just did the $335,000 in March, so then finance will likely do a budget amendment where that gets incorporated in. So with that, I can answer any questions.
I think they asked them as you went
along. Okay, so with that, I would just ask you all to vote to approve it, and then it goes to the city council with the rest of the very large budget for final approval.
Motion to approve the fiscal year 25 projected budget.
Second.
As presented.
Second.
Is there any further discussion? Yeah, call the vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Ayes have it. Okay. Any board members have any more comments? We have lots of opportunity for comments at this
point. Because they're basically saying, though, that the admin part is $225,000 for you and Miles and the resources that you need.
Yes.
Okay.
And again, because my full salary doesn't come out of the EDRST budget because I am the deputy city manager, so the other portion of my salary comes from somewhere else.
I got you.
And as you can see...
It was almost statutory. I mean, it was when it first was set up.
There's always been somebody.
There's always been that.
Yes. And so that it's 25%, so even at $1 million, the admin cost would be $250,000. So we are, well under that number.
Should we, just as a matter of course, going forward, so when we went through the application process, thereby coming in, do we need to at least step back and do a lessons learned, or what do we need to improve, or what should we do better?
I'm planning that for July.
Perfect.
I do intend to like research what other entities, cities, economic development corporations are doing and get some best practices. I do think before we run another set of applications, we need to determine what types of businesses can apply and cannot apply. Situations like Hatchet House, where they at the time did not have a lease, they have since executed their lease and they have been invited to reapply for the next round if they want to. But I think we need to consider some of those things and have them in our policy.
I think even within like what types of businesses we approve, like projects that likely get approved look like blank.
Mm-hmm.
Projects we are not likely to approve look like blank because it might be.
Yes.
It's not just the business type.
You need a legal with us when you do that.
We'd need to, like, If this is real, the 3-4, I mean, that's as big as it's ever been. It was $1 million. Right. 7 years ago, 8 years ago, we were like, holy cow, we had all this money. And now it's $3 million and 3-4. If we could leverage $1 million of that and get, you know, some federal resources. Like, we looked at years ago putting sidewalks in east of McKnight. There was like a Tiger grant or something like that. There was like federal money out there. But you needed, you know, some seed money, or you needed to go after that. It'd be neat to, like, maybe use a portion of this and really do some kind of moonshot.
And that is so that we are required to reserve 20% for long-term economic development, which something like that would fall in that category. We can certainly, something like the sidewalk, there probably would be more like public works that would do something like that. But, yeah, those are options. And even if you offer those opportunities to other businesses where if they want to go after a grant and we provide the match, but those are all things that we should, again, right now we have application that says any business can apply.
Yeah.
And it has no parameters. And I think we all saw how fun that was. I think we saw, a couple of people were unhappy with me when I sent their letters telling them they were denied. But
They'll be all right.
They will be.
They didn't complain
to
me, so you must have been too upset.
I was going to say, that'll be the next call.
So would this be a study session? Not so much.
We formed the subcommittee. I think we talked about doing a subcommittee, just having two or three.
A couple of us had indicated we would.
I'd have to go back and say, I haven't done the minutes yet.
Yeah.
But I think something like that can be virtual, of course. To have two or three people that are like just, where we can, and I'll be on there, of course, and we can brainstorm and talk about, you know, what worked and what did not work. So that, again, the applicants aren't wasting their time. We're not wasting our time.
We're competing with other business districts, so looking at what they're doing is important.
Right.
Yep. So, and I didn't prepare that for this meeting. I just did not have the time. We met a lot in the last 2 months since February, and then I've had the housing task force and whatnot. So, in July, I intend to have like examples of what other entities are doing, and then we can start talking about that before we do another round of funding.
Do we know when that July meeting is?
It's the second Thursday. We usually meet the first Thursday, but that's after the 4th. Is it? Yeah, I put it on the agenda. It's July 11th.
Great, thank you.
Put it on the agenda, didn't I?
You're efficient.
Hmm?
You're efficient.
Maybe we start earlier.
Yeah, you're efficient.
Yes.
If there's nothing else, we'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Make a motion.
Thank you. This is always the silliest motion. There's never any controversy.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.